I don't know who has seen the video of the lady who had this nail in her head, and she was telling her husband that, I have this headache. And the husband kept focusing on the nail on her head and was trying to just tell her, you know what, you could just remove this nail and your headache will stop. But even with him even telling her that, she was not even getting the message, because she didn't need him to actually solve her problem. She just needed him to listen. Welcome to the Reconnected Marriage Partners podcast. Hi, we are David and
Ebon,
your host on the show. We know what it's like to feel less connected as a couple while juggling the increasing responsibilities and demands of work, life, and parenthood.
We also know what it feels like to achieve a deeper level of connection and intimacy in marriage while raising a family.
If you are ready to reconnect on a deeper level, reignite the passion in your marriage, and enjoy a more exciting and satisfying marriage,
even if you're raising children with limited time, this podcast was made for you.
Be prepared to be empowered and inspired to build the strong and connected marriage you truly desire. All right, let's light up that spark. Come on! Hi, friend, and welcome to another exciting and inspiring time on the show. Just before we go or delve into what I have for you today, I just want to take a moment to ask, have our podcast been a blessing to you? If your answer is yes, would you do us the favor of sharing it so you can also be a blessing to others? If you feel it has not been, then not a problem. Just let us know how we can improve our presentations or on our content. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you are doing great and all is well with you. Today we'll be going into a very interesting topic. One that I know you would benefit from, and one that you would be blessed when you do listen. But before I proceed, I would like to read this scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. 1 Peter 3 verse 1. It says, "Wives, respect and obey your husbands in the same way. Then the husbands who do not obey the word of God will want to know God." They will want to know God because their wives live good lives, even though they say nothing about God. Now, that's the worldwide English version. I think other verses talks of submission and, being submissive. And what other words? Being subjection, be devoted. And now, before wives decide to take off saying, okay, he wants to teach us how we should respect our husbands, please don't leave yet. I'll still read one more scripture, and that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Actually, verse 22, that says, "For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord." Okay, today's podcast is not actually for ladies, but ladies can actually be blessed by it. Today's podcast is actually addressed to husbands. And there has been this question about, how can I get my wife to respect me? How do I get my wife to submit to me? Well, I've got good news today. So, here are four things you can do to earn respect from your wife without demanding it. But before we go on, I need to let you know that even though doing these things could increase the likelihood of earning your wife's respect, leading to a more connected and enjoyable marriage, earning respect should not be the focus. Rather, Let the focus be on the actions you can do to not just improve your marriage, but also to become a better you. I know you may be wondering, what are these four ways? Well, sit back and let's go through them. The first one is actually choose to love her. Choose to love her. And you may just be wondering, okay, love her. I love my wife. Yes, you love your wife, but how do you show this love? Are you loving her the way she wants to be loved, or are you loving her the way you think she wants to be loved? I know we've had this conversation in the past before, but I just want to add that you, there's a need to love your wife. She has a certain way she needs to be loved. And if only you can find out the way she wants to be loved, it will go a long way. You probably have heard about the 5 love languages. We will be putting the link in the show notes so that you would you can go there and perhaps take the quiz, even with your spouse. Have that conversation to say, you know what, I really want to love you the way you want to be loved. And just as a reminder, the 5 love languages: words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service, physical touch. Those are the 5 love languages. And so love her the way she wants to be loved. The next one would be to listen with understanding, listening to her. You know, as men, we tend to be solution focused and we lose out in what our wife is trying to pass across. I don't know who has seen the video of the lady who had this nail in her head and she was telling her husband that, you know, I have this headache. And the husband kept focusing on the nail on her head and was trying to tell her, you know what, you could just remove this nail and your headache will stop. But even with him even telling her that, she was not even getting the message, because she didn't need him to actually solve her problem. She just needed him to listen. So the other part to it is that your wife may not communicate the way you expect her to, but yet still listen to her. There are times, you know, maybe the way she puts it across and all that. I had to learn that also from my wife. She's a passionate person. She said it on the show before. And at times when her passion comes into play, it may sound as though she's being disrespectful or forceful, but I've come to understand that no, she's not doing it from a place of disrespect. She's actually doing it because she's passionate about the conversation, or she's trying to put her point across. And so it may just be that even her conversation with you is a call and a desire to connect with you. And so there is a need to listen with understanding, not solution focused at that point, but just listening to understand where she's coming from. When you're able to connect with her, you know, she knows that you're actually listening to her, which means removing all distractions and focusing on her, telling her, saying, you know, things like, okay, I hear you. Is this what you're trying to say, or this is what I'm hearing? And then she can affirm that that is what she has said. And perhaps even at times to even ask, are you asking to tell me, or are you asking for a solution? Are you seeking my help? That kind of communication can also help, knowing that she's being heard. Okay, we'll go to the next one, which is leading by example. There's a scripture that I think it was in Philippians 4 where the apostle was saying, as you have seen me do, do what you have learned and received from me, what I told you and what you saw me do, and the God who gives peace will be with you. How do we get to do that? Leading by example. If you want your wife to respect you, you also need to give her that respect. Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Matthew 7 verse 12. How do you respect her? By seeking her opinion about things. Ask her when decisions need to be made. Oh, what do you think about this? Why are you making that decision? Can I hear more? I remember my wife telling me the other day that, you know, when she had suggested something to, she was talking to a friend and had told the friend that, you know what, I had suggested this to my husband and he went ahead with it. And the lady was like, oh, your husband listens to you. And that's true. I do listen to my wife. In fact, it's been a blessing listening to her. For those of you men out there who do not seek counsel from your wife, somehow you're really missing out, because the reason why you are together, why you are married, is to be one, right? So yes, seek her opinion about things. Tell her how she makes you a better man. You know, compliment her. These are ways in which you can show respect for her. Don't talk down on at her, whether in her absence or in her presence, or in the absence of kids or in the presence of kids. We need to ensure that, you know, that respect is there. I remember some time ago, I had kind of made a snarky comment to my wife in the presence of my kids. And, you know, I was convicted about it. And so I did apologize to her in private, and also brought the family together and apologized to her in the presence of my kids, and made my kids understand that, you know, I had disrespected their mom and it wasn't right. And so I am apologizing because I shouldn't have done that. Doing that alone is a form of respect for my wife. So the other thing is, you know, in the case where, like I talked, you know, apologizing for a hurt, if you've hurt by her, by your words or actions, and, you know, and also ask, what can I do to make things right? The final piece to it is to learn. Choose to learn. Choose to learn. And that simply just means, are there things you need to learn about marriage or about your wife? Do you need to have a moment to ask her questions and know more about her, learn about her feelings, learn about her, even her cycle, you know, learn what makes her, you know, tick, what's, you know, triggers her and all that. Do you need to learn about, you know, learn communication skills? Do you need to learn conflict resolutions, how to manage conflict better? And how to even put it into practice? These are things that you can learn. Now, when you learn, you become better. And so as you educate yourself, you become a better person and your wife begins to appreciate you. Do you need to attend men's retreats? Do you need to attend marriage conferences? Do you need coaching sessions? We tend to spend money and time when it comes to our careers and work and all that. But how much do we spend in improving our marriages? How much time do we spend in improving ourselves for our home and for our families? So, as a recap, here are the four things you can do to earn respect from your wife without demanding it. One is to choose to love her. Two, choose to listen to her. Three, choose to lead by example. And finally, choose to learn. And I'm hoping that as we round up, that you will get to understand the reasons why you need to do these. And I just pray that you would make a decision to love her, to listen to her, to lead by example, and to do some learning. I'm wondering which one you will decide to do today. You could choose one, or you could do all of them. Well, I have a very special announcement to make. If you reside in the Toledo, Ohio area, or you are going to be in Toledo, Ohio, this month, I will be there live from March 15th to 17th. I will be speaking at a marriage and singles conference with the theme, The Courageous Life. I want to specially invite you to this conference as it would be one that would transform your marriage and your life. The venue is at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Mount Zion Chapel, Toledo. Please check the episode's show notes for more details about this exciting, inspiring, and empowering program. I would really love to see you there. Please connect with me and let me know that you are one of our listeners if you do show up at this event. I look forward to meeting you in Toledo, Ohio. God bless you. I pray God's blessings upon you, and I pray that God's favor rests upon you and the resources that you need, everything you need, be it human resources, financial resources, whatever resources you need to love your wife the way Christ loved the church, be given unto you today in Jesus' name. God bless you and yours till next time when you hear from me again. Stay connected. Shalom.
If you like that among show,
please don't forget to leave a review
to spread the love.
Hi, friend. If you've been inspired or found value in this episode, one of the best ways to thank us is to leave a written review on Apple Podcast. We would love to hear from you.
Please feel free to share this episode with friends and family, and together we can build stronger marriages, families, and communities.
Stay connected. Shalom.